This episode is brought to you by our friends who can protect your data and anonymize your activity at expressvpn.com/Charlie. expressvpn.com/Charlie. Protect yourself against big tech and big brother.
Hey, everybody. On this flash episode of the Charlie Kirk Show, I was so inspired to see a 22-year-old running for school board. And I've been saying for quite some time that everyone needs to run for school board in our country. And Dalton's a good man. He's a Turning Point USA leader who is doing this campaign, obviously outside of Turning Point USA. And I hope he wins, but I hope you're all inspired by this story to try to take back our school boards. This episode is brought to you advertiser-free by all of you that support us at charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Yolanda from North Carolina. I want to thank Nick from Wyoming. And I want to thank Peter from Wisconsin for your generous support at charliekirk.com/support. It's time for citizens to run for school board and local government. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of the Charlie Kirk Show. I love when people run for office, when people decide that they've had enough and they want to get engaged and get involved. I have been calling for people to run for office for quite some time. I've called for parents to run for school board. Many of them are either too busy or not interested. But one person in particular, a Turning Point USA leader and someone who has a lot of courage, is going to run for school board. Is running for school board, I should say, in Texas, Dalton Tassett. Dalton, welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So you're running for school board. Tell us why and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I mean, in my community, we live in a very conservative community. We vote 80% for Trump. But our school board is pretty liberal. I mean, they run as conservatives, fiscal conservatives. But when it comes down to critical votes, they vote for the masks, you know. So recently had a vote to keep the masks 6-1. So there was only one school board member that voted to get rid of them. And so that really enraged a lot of people in our area. And that's when people got really involved in deciding what's happening locally. And right now, actually, we've had the highest turnout in a off-year election. We've had 5,800 people vote in this election so far. And so that's a really high turnout. Usually it's around 2,000 people that vote in these local elections. So it's going to be very interesting. It's caught a lot of attention locally, and people are really upset what's going on.
So how old are you, Dalton?
And I'm 22 years old.
You're 22 running for school board. I'm inspired by that. Do you find has there been a vacuum of other conservatives not running for school board in your area?
People are interested, but people don't really care to run for office. They don't want to have anyone attack them. You know, they think politics is kind of dirty.
It is.
And you don't want to get in the spotlight because people will go through all your stuff you've ever done and expose it, you know, and they try to do that to me too. You know, they've gone through all my social media and my voting record, you know, to see how conservative I am, you know, and it's each thing they've done has failed, but it's, you know, it's still mud on the wall. So they're trying to see what sticks, you know.
So running for school board, I think, is one of the most important things that people can do to take back just the liberal dominance in our country. Mm-hmm. And you're saying that your area voted 80% for Trump, but has some liberals or some liberal leanings on the school board. You said in a interview that you've been inspired by 1 Timothy 4:12. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, that scripture says, don't let anyone look down upon you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity. You know, and so basically the point of that scripture inspired me to run and to keep pushing forward. You know, I've had a lot of people come out against me saying I'm too young, I don't know enough, in the schools. But the reality is I've been the skin in the game for years. You know, I was born and raised here in Rockwell, which is where I'm running for office, K through 12 in our school system. So I know what's going on. I know the teachers that are liberal. I know the stuff they're pushing. I mean, one example is we have Muslim prayer rooms in one of our high schools, right? But there's no Christian prayer room. There's no prayer room for Jewish students. And I always talked about this, and I was even called an Islamophobe by someone because I was talking about where's the, you know, equality like everyone talks about, you know? They can have their prayer rooms, but the Christians can't have theirs. I mean, that's very odd, you know? And they're a fraction of 1% in our community, you know? And so it's like you're getting all these resources to them, but to all the other students who have these very faithful beliefs, you don't give them anything, you know? And that's one big point I've been running on too. It's where is the voice for the Christian students, you know, because there isn't one.
Wow, that's a great point. So critical race theory is growing in a lot of schools across the country. Has it hit your local school district yet? Is there rumblings of critical race theory happening? Tell us about that.
There is. So there is actually this curriculum called Lucy Coughlin's. It's this reading curriculum. And one of the books actually talks about how all the white people get all the clean jobs and the black people get all the dirty jobs, you know, like mechanics or working in the grocery stores, but the white people get the lawyer jobs or that kind of thing. And this is a book for kindergartners to third grade. So they're reading this in classrooms. And that really caused a big uproar too. And so that was really interesting. And people are really upset about that because we had one guy who was African-American speak at our most recent school board meeting. And he said it offends him as a black person because it makes him feel like they're teaching the kids that they're victims when they're really not. You know, it's all about what you choose to do in this country. But they're teaching the kids at a young age that, oh, the system's stacked against you, you know, and that's not good at all. You know, it doesn't encourage any of these kids to aspire to be what they want to be if they're being told that, oh, you're going to get the dirty job and they're going to get the clean job, so don't even try.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's just ridiculous. So part of your, let's say you win, you'll be focused on hopefully rebalancing this nonsense of critical race theory in the schools. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we got to really look through our curriculum. And one big thing I want to plan is a committee full of parents and teachers who want to be involved and go through the curriculum and make sure that they're not teaching anything that, you know, isn't factual. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things that are being taught in our classes that aren't factual. And it's also how the teachers are teaching it too. Because, you know, say the curriculum may not say exactly what, you know, is apparent what's going on in the schools, but the teachers have their leanings. So, you know, you may have, you know, a perfect vision of how the country was formed, right? But if the teacher believes in the 1619 Project or something, then they'll probably add in their own two cents of what's really gone on in the country, what they think has gone on. And, like, you know, we spend, in my community, we spend about $4.5 million on curriculum and staff development every year, right? Well, part of that is critical race theory. They have breakout sessions that the teachers go to, and it talks about if you're white, listen, you have racism in you, so you got to find where it's at. You know, and that people reach out to me who are teachers saying, listen, our breakout sessions are talking about that we're racist, even if we don't acknowledge we're racist, you know, and that we're spending $4 million on that. I mean, it's crazy.
In a conservative area.
In a conservative area. And it's actually a New York organization that's doing this. So we have New York politics and New York values coming into our Texas community, right? And that's a big problem. It's like, where is the Texas values? Who's fighting for our values, our conservative Christian values in our community? Because no one is. And the school board is just sitting there, you know, on autopilot. You know, they let the superintendent do everything he wants, but, you know, they're not standing up for our values. And that's the problem that we're seeing right now.
That's so stunning. So you wait, this is a New York organization, you said, that's coming into. Mm-hmm. So what is the name of this organization?
I need to find out now the exact organization name, but I know it's a New York company that teaches our teachers in the area about curriculum and staff development. Wow. And part of that is critical race theory.
That's incredible. So talk about some of the challenges you're facing as a young person running for office. Are people taking you seriously? Are people embracing you, or are people saying, sit down, kid, wait your turn?
It's been a mix of everything. I've kind of I've kind of learned a lot during this process, you could say. At first, I was actually reached out to by some in the Republican Party in my area to drop out. They're like, listen, just drop out, get out of the race. You're going to ruin the votes and everything. And I'm like, if you do realize you're talking to, because if you tell me no, I really want to get it that much more. And so that's been one big aspect that's been kind of interesting. And then it's constant. The attacks are always, they said I was running illegally at one point. And so they're trying to convince everyone in our community that I was not from Rockwall. I voted illegally. I'm the candidate that's against voter integrity, right? Because that's a big hot topic in the conservative circles now is, you know, election integrity. So they're trying to paint me as a person who doesn't have any integrity. And so I had to squash that, and I got my lawyers involved, and we had to, you know, talk to the person who's head of elections in our area to show them that, yes, I'm eligible, okay? They said I'm liberal, you know, I am for co-ed bathrooms. I mean, I'm getting the list, you know, out there about me, and it's all been squashed. I mean, none of it's true, but it's funny the ways that they'll try to pit you if you're not part of their, you know, inner circle, you know, because I'm fighting against the local Republican establishment in my community, you know, and I'm not part of their group, you know, and I'm an outsider, you could say. And so they're doing all these different tactics. They're trying to make me seem unpopular. But the funny thing is, it's backfired because people like a young conservative running, who are common sense, have common sense, and they are conservative. They like the idea of young people standing up for their values and the community's values and representing that. And I've gotten a lot of grassroots support. I mean, people reach out to me all the time. They call me and they're praying for me over the phone. I mean, it's really, really cool. So they can push off the attacks, but the people are really realizing, you know, someone who's genuine, you know.
That's extraordinary. So talk about some of your goals and ambitions for this project and your bigger picture goals. If you're talking to hundreds of thousands of people right now, what do you want to see other people do in their school districts? Where are you seeing the need? And if you win, what's your vision for that position?
Mm-hmm. Well, my goal is to really inspire the conservatives in my community to run for office. I mean, I was a young conservative in our schools, and we need a voice for our students who are in the school system right now. You know, conservatives have left the education system, you know, overwhelmingly, you know, and we see it in college. It's happening in our public school system too. And people generally, they say, oh, go to private school, right? Go to private school and it'll be fine. But while we're leading to go to private school, we are forgetting about the public education system that we're all paying for, you know, and then you're teaching all the other kids who don't have the opportunity to go to private school all these terrible things about our country, and they hate one another. And so I want to make sure that the conservatives in our community and the communities around this country have a voice. And so I want to encourage everyone who is eligible, 18 years or older, to run for office. Yes. For those local school boards, because they know what's going on. That's the reality, is they were recently in the school system. They know what's being pushed. And that's the perspective that most school boards don't have. You know, my school, I'm the youngest person to ever run for a school board position here in Rockwall, ever. So if I were to win, it would be history. And that's something that's not represented at any of the school boards, is having that young perspective, especially a conservative one too. Usually if you're younger, you know, they think that you're liberal. But if you have that young conservative perspective, that really, it's really encouraging to a lot of people, I think, you know.
Absolutely. So how can people help you, Dalton? How can people get behind you? And, you know, we have a lot of listeners that are, I hope everyone's listening to this, that you're 22, you want to get your voice heard, you want to take back, you know, the kind of educational system. Mm-hmm. I hope some parents and young people are inspired by this. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show. You're a Turning Point USA leader, which we obviously are partial to. And we want to see young people get into positions of leadership. So how can people help you?
You can visit my Facebook page. It's Dalton Tassett for Rockwall ISD School Board. Or my, you know, website is Dalton Tassett for RockwallISDSchoolBoard.com. But I have a big Facebook following too. So if you have any questions, just feel free to reach out on there. And just, you know, I'm really open. I'm very transparent. So you can always send me a message and I can respond. And if you want a yard sign or anything else.
When is your race?
Election day is May 1st. So it's coming up in a couple of days.
Wow.
Yeah. So we just got out of early voting, and so on Saturday is May 1st. So we'll see how that goes. I think it's going pretty good. I mean, I also have a lot of people supporting me who are you know, secret supporters too. I always be getting at different restaurants, you know, and they're like, they come up to me, I voted for you. Like, we can't tell you because our friends are running against you, but we voted for you, you know? And so it's really interesting because I have two other opponents. I have a guy named Frank who he's been involved in the community, a lot of like charity organizations. I have one lady named Amy who's been involved in like local Republican politics, but people don't really care for them too much, as I've been seeing a lot. And so they'll silently vote for me. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But I mean, I think it could be a big upset if I win, that's for sure.
Well, we're going to be pulling and cheering for you. So Dalton, thank you so much for joining, and good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So we need more leaders. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.